Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a movie poster from a movie that has been featured in one of our other shows, Talking Pictures Trivia. If you enjoy Get the Point, please check out Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are more of a visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
let's go for it.
One point at a time.
Yes.
Oh, I know what it is.
Well, at least
so Tom knows exactly what it is by the fact that there's probably about a dozen blue balls on the screen. Six or seven.
Yeah, I know blue balls.
One green ball. All right, so Tom, tell us what these 12 balls represent to you.
For
the first time was.
Let's describe it seriously.
No, that's a good description.
Pastels are in the middle, right?
Yeah, it's majorly dark.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty dark. It's blue up the top right corner, but a nice dark blue. You know, you'd like it like a BMW would look good in that color, wouldn't it?
Like a royal blue, or
it's yeah, I suppose it's a royal blue and then a shade darker blue next to it. And there's a lot of background here. So, I'm guessing
the light is in the middle and extending down.
Yeah.
Right? The light pastels.
But this is a question I have. The background is black because the background could be any color. It's a random assignment. But there is a lot of background. The fact that there's a lot of background, maybe that's telling.
Possibly. There's also one questionable very green dot in the top left,
mm-hmm.
as well as one that's kind of hiding in the bottom right. So I'm sure it'll disappear in the next picture, but yeah. I just wanted to make sure everybody knows that there are these questionable colors on here. Mm-hmm. So Tom, what is this picture? You said you had one.
It's definitely sunrise. There's no way it is anything other than sunrise.
You sure it's not Ghostbusters like it's been the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's definitely Ghostbusters. There's no way it's anything but Ghostbusters.
I don't think I have a guess for this one, so I'm gonna pass on this one.
This one is very sparse of content, so it clearly is the dead.
Oh.
Whoa.
Fighting words.
Shots fired.
Audience, go check out the dead episode for sparse content.
Or Tom's favorite film ever made.
Yeah, it's one of my...
What a ringing endorsement.
We're moving on to our second reveal, as our co-hosts have not been able to identify the movie poster.
So the general shape has stayed the same. The top half is definitely still darker blue. There's a light area in the center that's kind of circular, and then another strip of darker color to the bottom.
I'm really focusing on the lighter part because I think that's where the reveal is going
to
be.
It's definitely where they're drawing your eye to for sure. It does look like the two top corners have lightened up a bit too.
That is true, but not as prominent as the middle to lower middle.
I have a guess.
Let's hear it, Tom.
Yeah, Batman, 1989.
I like the guess. I don't see it, but I like the guess.
Yeah.
Any other guesses?
Because this would be right in where the light part is, which audience is in kind of the center, maybe below the halfway point. That's where the bat symbol would be. And everything else is very dark.
I think the lack of yellow, though, is a question for you. Although we haven't really seen a transition from colors into yellow yet, like in any of the previous week's posters. But that Batman poster, I know, had a lot of yellow in it. Yeah, that being said, I don't know that I have a guess necessarily either. Other than that white section in the middle bottom is definitely what's going to give away this poster, I think.
I think it's all going to turn to black and white. So I'm going to inform our audience that I wasn't even supposed to be here today. Clerks, 1994.
You know what? I'm going to give this one a guess. I'm going to say I don't think that it is because there's no white in this poster, but I'm going to go Jaws. Only because I remember Jaws coming out of the bottom of it and being a little bit of a darker
color.
We
definitely did that movie.
Wait, wait. Have you not? Have you guys seriously not done Jaws?
We haven't done Jaws.
No, we haven't
oh
done
my
Jaws.
God! You guys got to do Jaws.
We're gonna need a bigger podcast.
It's such a good one. That is such a great monster movie. All right.
It is so iconic.
It is definitely iconic. Jaws.
An iconic Spielberg too.
All right, audience. Once again, our co-host has failed to find the movie poster, so we're moving on to reveal number 3. And you guys want the reveal number 3 clue or any guesses before the clue?
I think this might actually go to black and white, but KJ, please enlighten us.
There are 5 people in this movie poster.
Including legs? Oh, sorry, I can't say that. Never mind.
To be more specific, there are no legs in this movie poster.
Like last week with Parasite. Okay, got it.
I'm a leg man, so I'm very disappointed.
5 people, huh?
Scrolling through these.
What? So the general shade has stayed the same. It's still very dark at the top, although it has gotten a little lighter at the extreme top. And it's definitely focusing on these individuals in the center. I have actually a legitimate guess this time.
I think I do too, but I don't know how many people were on the poster.
I do too.
I want to go last.
Wow. That's a lot of legitimate guesses. Let's start with Chris.
So I think the reason that I have a legitimate guess is because you said 5, and I'm pretty sure that Reservoir Dogs had 5 people on the poster. So I'm going to go with that.
We definitely did that movie. That one,
yeah. Oh man, you guys haven't done Reservoir Dogs either?
There's a lot of movies in the world. A lot of movies.
There is a lot of movies in the world. That's true. That's true. I'm sticking to my guns.
Nick, what's your guess?
I don't know how many people were on the poster, but I'm pretty sure Inglourious Basterds, another Tarantino, did have a whole bunch of people standing in the front. So I'm going to go with Inglourious Basterds.
Tom, how's your guess?
I'm going to go with Return of the King.
Ooh, sticking to the Lord of the Rings. Our co-hosts were not able to identify it after reveal 3. So we're moving on to reveal 4, which historically has been a big reveal. Here we go.
I'm going back to my original thought that it was maybe a black and white. I don't know. Is there color in there?
5 people.
This is the middle.
It's the title, it looks
like. It's the title.
So we'll describe this. It's very dark. At the top, there seems to be a little bit more substance, almost like a cloud or a.
I got it.
You know what it is?
Yes. Locked in.
And then in the middle, there's.
I got it.
A word, it almost looks like.
Done.
Any guesses before our locked in co-hosts reveals the?
I'll take a guess.
Okay.
As well.
Tom, you have anything?
I'm thinking. I don't. I'm gonna lock in with a guess. Yeah.
Top Gun again, like the first episode. Mm-hmm. what's your guess, Tom?
I'm gonna say Hocus Pocus. I really don't think it is, but I can't.
I think this might be it, I might be 100% wrong because I'm just taking a wild guess here, but this seems eerily familiar. So if you take a look on the left-hand side of the poster, there's a red slash, and at the top of the poster, there's a green slash, which reminds me of lightsabers from Star Wars, which I know you guys have not done the regular trilogy, but I'm pretty sure that my first movie that I did with you guys was Spaceballs. So I'm going to use Spaceballs as my guess.
Oh, I think you're right. I think the top right slash there might be a flying Winnebago. And yep. I believe that is the logo in the middle. Yes.
There it is. Yes. Spaceballs.
Oh, well done, guys.
Spaceballs.
The Schwartz was with us.
It was.
Merchandise.
Can you go back to like some of the like the second or third one? I want to see like. Okay, so the white area in the sector was definitely showing you where the title was. Okay. And then, you can see Mega Maid kind of start to materialize there after a while.
Yeah. It just hit me once I saw the title, and that top right is actually what gave it away for me that it was the Winnebago.
Congrats to Chris and Nick for being able to identify this movie poster. Were you able to get it before our co-hosts? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below here on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,